USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
And with that, President Biden is signing a series of executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence. The president is limited to what he can do regarding gun violence without broader action by the House and Senate. Senators will soon take up the House-passed legislation expanding background checks, but it faces a tough road in the tightly divided Senate. The Defense Department is working as quickly as possible to get coronavirus vaccines in the arms of U.S. troops stationed overseas.
We're administering the vaccine as fast as we receive it. The good news is this week we're distributing significantly more Pfizer and Moderna vaccine to our sites than in previous weeks.
Army Lieutenant General Ronald Pace delivering the message at a Pentagon briefing. Pace acknowledging frustration among those who have not yet been vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Famous zookeeper Jack Hanna is suffering from dementia.
The family of animal expert Jack Hanna says the former director of the Columbus Zoo has been diagnosed with dementia. In a letter on Twitter, the Hanna family announced that Jack Hanna would be stepping away from public life as his health begins to deteriorate. Doctors believe the 74-year-old is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Hanna is best known for his many appearances on television talk shows, where he brought hosts like Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman up close and personal with wild animals. He also hosted several nature shows for children. Hanna was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to his retirement last year and remains director emeritus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
At least five people are dead after a mass shooting near Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife Barbara and their two grandchildren were among those killed. Police say the suspect lived on the same road as the doctor, but that's all they're saying right now as the investigation is still underway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The tourism and hospitality community in Cobb County, Georgia, is saddened about the relocation of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and Draft. The event would have directly impacted the county as out-of-state visitors spend their dollars on local accommodations, transportation, entertainment, and recreation. Cobb County still recovering after the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's said that they lost somewhere around $100 million in revenue. Alfredo Ortiz is the executive director of the Job Creators Network.
They are barely making it out of the COVID-19 crisis, that is pandemic, and now they're faced under the Biden administration with potentially higher taxes, a higher minimum wage, higher, you know, more red tape and regulations, and now this. These small business owners, especially in Cobb, I mean, a lot of these are minority-owned businesses that were really looking forward and desperately needed this kind of revenue in stream. And so, and all because, quite frankly, there was a misinterpretation or misunderstanding or, quite frankly, just an outright lie of the law that was passed here in Georgia on voting rights. And the bottom line is that law, it just makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, and coincidentally, it was back on this date in 1974 when Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hits his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record of 714 homers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.